Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ is reporting that Mariah Carey's former manager is claiming she was repeatedly sexually harassed by the singer because Mariah was constantly naked in front of her. TMZ has learned Mariah calls the allegations baseless, of course. Stella Stoppler is claiming Mariah rarely wore clothes around her and was not only naked, but did sexual things in her presence. Stella also says, she's alleging Mariah has a substance abuse problem and fails to take her meds for bipolar disorder. Just last week, Mariah revealed she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder back in 2001, and Stella is claiming that's just a small part of her problem. And a rep for Mariah says these are frivolous and baseless claims, and they are willing to defend against it vigorously and successfully. Prosecutors agree McMill's conviction should be vacated, according to allhiphop.com. According to the website, there was a status hearing. Philadelphia District Attorney told Judge Janice Brinkley they believe Meek's 2008 drug and gun conviction should be vacated and he should be granted a new trial. Over the past month, Meek has received a cosign from the DA and the governor after the news broke suggesting the arresting officer in his original case had been named as part of a police corruption scandal, and the cop was accused of lying under oath in a number of cases, including Meek's. Now, both the prosecutors in the case and Meek Mill's district defense attorney both agree that the rapper did not receive a fair trial. Despite having such overwhelming evidence, the judge still refuses to rule on the case, even barred Meek's attorney from presenting their arguments that their client should be released immediately. Bobby Shmurda might be getting out early. According to TMZ, he could be walking out of prison sooner than he and most people expected, thanks to some simple math. Law enforcement tell TMZ that Bobby will have a parole hearing in August of 2020, could be eligible to be paroled by December 2020. Bobby was sentenced to 6 to 7 years in 2016. He wouldn't be released until 2022. Time served can push that date forward. The 23-year-old rapper sat in jail awaiting his murder conspiracy trial from 2014 until his eventual sentencing. He's getting credit for 685 days behind bars. I have a headache. That number nearly 2 years gets added to his prison time and equals 2020 parole instead of 2022. So either way, he may just get out in 2022. So T.I. and a bunch of other celebrities are calling a boycott on Starbucks after an outrage happened in Philly where two young black men were treated unequally in a Philadelphia Starbucks. They were just sitting down, relaxed, didn't order anything, but asked to use the bathroom. When they were told no, they continued to sit, still not ordering something. Well, a manager and staff member allegedly called the police. The police came, asked the gentleman to leave. They told the staff and the police that they were waiting for someone. The person that they were waiting for was on their way. That didn't stop police from escorting them in handcuffs. The manager from the Starbucks has since been fired, and that's not enough. Folks are boycotting the Philadelphia Starbucks, and T.I. is actually behind a Houston Starbucks boycott. He thinks Starbucks should get the same treatment until real action's being taken. Starbucks has issued an apology, but I don't think it was good enough, so yeah. R. Kelly's latest accuser is claiming he not only held her against her will, but he also gave her drugs and alcohol and left her with an STD. The woman, who was 19 at the time when she met R. Kelly in Dallas last June, told her attorney that she was unlawfully restrained. Kelly gave her alcohol and illegal drugs. She claimed aggravated assault based on the singer allegedly giving her an unspecified STD, and she's getting ready to file a lawsuit. Kelly's reps have denied the allegations, of course, and the woman says that she's reached out to Jocelyn Savage's family as well. Her parents believe that Kelly turned her and other women into sex slaves, but Jocelyn says that she's not a sex slave and not being held against her will. So we'll see what happens with that one.